Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Kuminga holds and sets the screen. Ball to Jackson Davis. He'll go baseline. Stop. Up top to Mooney. Bounce pass Spencer. Same spot. Same shot. Same result. Just like that. The lead back to 11. 88-77. And Kenny Atkinson calls time. How about Pat Spencer? He has absolutely, positively no fear.
Compliment for Pat. That guy. He's a dad. I don't know if I can say that, Raymond, but I'm going to say it. Pat is that motherfucker. You know, he's great. He's great to have a guy like that in the team, man.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on the call. That was from Saturday's win over Cleveland. The Warriors tacked one on yesterday against the Chicago Bulls. Pat Spencer playing terrific basketball, man. And he's been the galvanizing force behind the Warriors. Real good road trip. Could have gone 3-0 with a break. Ended up going 2-1. And the Warriors don't play now till Friday. They hope to get Steph Curry back. So the question then becomes, what does this mean for the guys who played so well over the weekend and going back to last week even?
Well, for starters, no pun intended, I'd like to see when Curry and Dre come back. I think Spencer's earned that opportunity to start. I know Melton's kind of on a pitch count, so we'll see how that evolves. But right now, I think your boy has earned the start. That is one Pat Spencer. What was the nickname we came up with him when we talked to him last year?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe White Smoke?
Yeah, White Smoke. Thank you. The young brain.
Well, that was, if you remember, because...
White, not Pop Smoke. Rest in peace. White Smoke.
Well, and that, if you remember, was because Pat Spencer, one of his good games last year coincided with the new Pope being named. Oh. And, of course, anytime there's a new Pope, you're awaiting the White Smoke atop the Vatican. And one thing led to another, and that's what... somebody came up with.
What about what I came up with during the break? And I asked, you know, this heater that Spencey's on, how many others have we had like this in the Bay? I said Mac Jones.
Jeremy Lin.
But his was in New York.
Oh.
I'm talking about like actually here. Give the one that you said. The janitor.
Brian Cardinal had a run like this. The guy who it is
Stanford.
Let me tell you who it was. It was Earl Boykins.
Oh, my God.
Earl Boykins had a run like this in 2002.
Yeah.
But no, he's playing well. And the question now is, how do you meld what has happened in the last week to when Draymond Green and Steph get back? And, you know, obviously Steph Curry's minutes are going to affect Spencer's, but it feels like we're getting to the point where Butler's minutes could affect Draymond's. And I don't know, I don't know why this has popped out this week, but to me, watching Butler come back and then imagining Draymond coming back, that's what, when you have Draymond and Butler, that's, that becomes a slow team in a big way.
Man.
So maybe,
It just took, go ahead.
Maybe that's something that Steve Kerr is going to have to address at some point.
But it's interesting you say that, because those were the adjectives I was throwing around as we watched Warrior basketball while they were still remained upright. And then until they're out, then you start seeing, man, this thing is moving. So I'll say this, it's one-sided, right, in regard to Steph's going to play like he does and I'll throw Dre in there. It's up to the others to kind of, Pat Spencer to still keep his groove, knowing the others aren't going to change and do anything to make, to adapt to you.
Yeah, I'm just more about, is it possible that some other guys are bringing things to the table that Draymond hasn't been bringing or that he can't bring anymore? And could he be a player who's impacted? I mean, the way I put it,
the answer was yes. What's the fit? What would
bring him off the bench? Bring him off the bench, or separate more of his minutes with Butler. I don't necessarily have an answer. I just know that things look different in the last three or four games. I know they're not a better team without their talent, but they're a different team. So
if you could break that up a bit.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland.
Hey.
What's up, Antonio? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Man, that was a surprising win against the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. Like, but as far as like with the Warriors, man, you know, they made some draft mistakes. The Wisemans, they should have drafted Tyrese Haliburton, Denny Avdija. I was high on those guys. Following year, you know, they picked Kuminga. Man, imagine if they would have drafted, they picked Kuminga and Moody, if they would have drafted Franz Wagner and Sengun. Man, they have the best power forward center duo in basketball. That is big facts. But, you know, they, of course, they need Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and I don't think Jimmy Butler and Green can all the way play with each other. They both kind of need the ball to pass it and all that. I mean, Draymond does hold the ball a little longer than he used to. He's kind of similar, like you said earlier, and he's kind of like a quarterback that holds the ball too long towards the end of their career, you know, trying to find an open receiver and all that. But it is what it is, man. I just want the Warriors to make a trade. It's time to maybe even get Lauri Markkanen again. I wish we would have traded Pozinski a while back for him. But at the end of the day, the 49ers moved up in the seedings without even playing yesterday.
I love that,
y'all. Pop your collar.
Yeah, that was going to happen regardless.
Well, you know what? I guess I was on not Gilligan's dumb island because, you know, Willard and Dibbs had even told me, hey, this thing could get up to the one seed or the two. But until you see it, it doesn't hit. And just seeing them bump go up to six and still counting, I'm like, and you got to handle your business because it could go the other way. But, man, Stoney, this team is in position to play a playoff game.
Yeah. Thanks, Antonio.
Still
appreciate the call, my man.
Got to go 3-1.
Draymond's not having a good year.
Break that down for us.
Well, offensively, he is really, really struggling. And by the way, coming up in the next 10 minutes, you'll hear the keyword, which gives you a chance to win one of the three Warriors Town jerseys. You can qualify every hour, so keep listening. Coming up in about 10 minutes, I'll give you keyword number two for our show. Draymond Green right now shooting 38% from the field, 33% from three, 60%, 61% from the line. His turnovers are up by a half a game. Wow, that's actually a fair amount. He's averaging three turnovers a game this year to 2.5 last year.
But offensively, we never could count on him. I want to hear the defense.
Defensively, he's not as good either. I mean, the last game he played against Philly, the 9 minutes or whatever, listen, and I'm not coming in here to get on Draymond. I'm just saying they've got to figure something out because they've got to figure out a way to incorporate some of this style into their next iteration of whoever they are.
And I got to be – that hit me in the cardiac muscle, and I got to be careful. But this was a glimpse into – the roof doesn't cave in if Draymond's not out there in a Warrior uniform. How about that? Doesn't mean you are destined for an automatic L.
I mean,
that's what I'm taking away.
I guess the question has anything happened since, let's say, the Oklahoma City game where you wouldn't just automatically go back to Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy Butler and... I mean, I know they've got...
I like Post at the five, Stoney.
Okay.
He's growing on me, seriously.
Then who's their last starter?
But if I could break that Jimmy and Dre up, and Dre come off the bench and then be... And does what he specializes in, I think we're okay. But both of them together, I think that's what's holding them back or slowing the offense down, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I mean, Draymond...
Like, I can visualize it.
He can't score. What's so hard to understand?
Man,
he cannot score. He makes a three in the first quarter, maybe one more during the course of a game. But, you know, like in this day and age of the NBA, when you don't have a guy who can score, the ball finds him a lot when you need, you know, when you need a bucket.
A quick, before you grab a call, am I making too much of the progression that I'm seeing from Quentin Post on the defensive end? Because the shoot is spectacular. Steiny, he's fighting, getting his hands on balls, and some are taking him to the bank, but he's learning and growing, and he's, you could just tell he's working at it. Am I doing too much against lower? Well, Cleveland's 10-4, 11-4, so I don't know what you made of, like, what he was doing against Mobley. I think he was bothering him.
I mean, he tries. And when guys try, they stand out. And Spencer and Post are competitive guys. They are. And it's been noticeable. They're like Guy Santos, Quentin Post, and Pat Spencer are all far more competitive than Jonathan Kuminga is right now.
And Guy Santos putting the ball back up in the rim off of air ball or whatever is better than Draymond at this stage of his career. There's not even a doubt in my mind, Stoney.
Yeah, let's go to Steven in Oakland.
The town.
Hey, Steven, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I was happy to hear Guru come on and say he was excited, because I'm excited, too. It sounds like he's finally getting a two-liter heaping of that ice-cold Kool-Aid. Pat Spencer is coming in. He makes me feel like hope springs eternal, because he looks like a firefighter out there giving pro basketball players the ha-ha. I feel like if I go to the gym and start throwing up 20 shots, I might need to start taking some JUCO classes with all the NIL money that's going around here. He does everything Pat Spencer, or he does everything Pods, what we wanted to do, just way more steady and less erratic. So I'm like, screw the kids. Screw the young movement. Let's go with the old, bring back old Steph, bring back old Draymond, and let's trot out the team geriatric. Because, you know, hey, Steiny, dust those knees off, take some classes at Tulane, you might have some eligibility left. I'm saying, everyone's got action.
Wow. All including right. D'Anthony Melton. And Steiny, the 415's coming for me saying, Goo, are you saying Santos is better than Dre? No, I just said at the specific of getting the rebound and putting it back in, I'm going with Santos all day. Down low in the paint. That's all. D'Anthony Melton,
I think they both, you know, Santos and Green present the same issues, is that neither of them are offensive players. And sometimes you pay the price for that in today's NBA when you don't have enough scoring.
But remember, Antoine Jameson made a living off, and I'm not comparing Santos off.
They were 22-60.
Yeah,
but no. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
I love me some Antoine Jameson.
Sure.
He made a living of getting the putbacks, put them right. There's a skill to that. And Dre doesn't have that at this point in his career. And I think Santos, when you talk about offense, it's not going playing through him like Karl Malone. But I watch him down low, get a ball, go right back up with it. Cinnamon.
Yeah. Offensive rebounds, to me, have always been an overrated statistic.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting to the crux of it.
I watched P.J. Carlissimo's Golden State Warriors teams lead the league in offensive rebounds every single year he was here.
Hustle.
I don't think they won more than 21 games in any one of those seasons. Sometimes the teams that offensive rebound the ball terrifically do that because they can't make shots. And so, yes, there are times offensive rebounding can certainly help you. There's no doubt. I'm not saying it's useless. I have watched teams that really bang the offensive glass who stink, though, in my lifetime.
I mean, we can do that just with everything.
And that has made an impression on me. So.
And I'm just saying, Guy Santos has made one on me. I'm not saying he's better than Draymond Green at all, but I like the tenacity, the energy, and look for him on a missed shot or air ball, Stoney, to put it right back up.
Let's go to Ed in Petaluma. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Hey, guys, good afternoon. Hey,
same to you.
I learned to play basketball in the 70s, so I really appreciate how the current Warriors are playing.
All right.
And so what I noticed is when they run these plays, it's whoever gets open. gets the shot. And they're not running a play for somebody. And I think when you have $150 million of contracts coming back, those guys aren't going to change. They're going to revert back to what they know or how to play. So I hope they don't, but I don't think they can change their spots. They're too old.
That's going to be...
That's interesting.
I think you hit it right on the head. Okay, now what do you do now? You've discovered that you got a couple guys in the rotation who weren't there a week ago.
Okay.
Spencer, Melton for sure. And then maybe Post has earned more minutes. Maybe Santos has earned more minutes. And the question that I have written down is, okay, do the new rules apply to the old players?
And that would be...
I don't know if they apply to Draymond Green or he's just going to go back to the starting lineup and play 28 minutes a night. I don't know. I would assume he will. I would assume Curry, and rightfully so, is going to get all his minutes back.
Come on now. What would that conversation, in your estimation, look like with Dre?
Hey, what are you seeing out there with the ball movement? I just talked to him. See what he thinks. See if he thinks it's sustainable.
Kerr loves his vets, though, Stoney, and this has been – I love that last caller. He's right. Whoever gets the shot, basketball always stays a game of rhythm, and it's like they let it go. But, you know, there is a hierarchy, but, what do you think of that ball movement? I wonder what Dre would say.
This is what Steve Kerr said about where they are with the veterans coming back.
We're in a good spot. I feel like we found something, you know, these last couple weeks. Starting to feel like the team we're supposed to be. But we have to back that up and follow up the momentum we have right now with a good stretch.
All right. Steve Kerr says he thinks they may have found something. I don't know what... Like,
is there a scenario to where the fans would
found
play
anything
lesser minutes
yet.
And the youngsters would play more?
Like, I would say they haven't found anything yet. They can't find something until they get everybody back and guys settle in.
But I think you can say you've come across something to where when you don't have the big dogs, you're watching these young dudes scrap. And the question is, can you find a way? And I always thought it was, you know, at this age of Jimmy, Dre, and Steph, I'm not saying less of Steph, but if you could cut some minutes back just a tad bit to where you could still feed these young pups. And you'd be greater later.
And you got to win too, still. And, you know, I think obviously they played well over the weekend. Could a team, you know, if they had to play Friday without Draymond Green and without Steph, how would we feel about Minnesota coming in here?
And I would love to see that challenge. But I thought I was getting that with Cleveland Saturday and they beat them.
Let's go to Scott in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Good, how you guys doing?
I hate
to bring a little dose of reality here, but I don't think they're going to get to the 16 if Pat Spencer and Gee Santos are going to be playing 28 minutes a night or whatever. You know,
I agree.
We got to be a little more realistic about what's happening here. Draymond Green is 100% a key to them reaching their potential. I mean, You saw how he played against the big fella in San Antonio. Did pretty damn well for being 6'4", whatever he is, 6'5", against the 7'5" dude. So when it comes down to playing, you got to have your dogs in there. And what I don't hear enough talk about so far, it's all this Kuminga and Todd's and Pat. It's going to be Melton. Melton is a big key to where they're going to go, and they're not going anywhere with Pat. I mean, I'm just. I mean, hey, he's done a good job.
No, I hear
no
you.
No question about it. He's a hell of a competitor. But you're talking about over the course of the season. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, let's. You got to have Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy on the floor, and with you add Melton to the case. And if Pat can shoot the ball like he's been doing, I don't mind seeing Gee get some run too. JK is done here. There's no question about that. And so that's what I'm excited about. I'm looking forward to the people coming back, not this fantasy of Pat Spencer's going to take us someplace or Gee Santos or you know, I mean, come on. I mean, Post deserves more credit than a lot of these guys, too. But to me, the key is Melton is going to be a big...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Big factor, and hopefully when he gets his minutes ramped up, we'll see him at his best. So to me, that's what I'm seeing. It's what's to come is when all the guys are back, I see this as a formidable squad, particularly if you got contributions from Post the way you've been getting, and from Spencer and Pod.
But Scott, well,
I'm not
12 in the fourth quarter Saturday, Scott, to solidify that win against Cleveland. Nobody's saying he's Steph.
No, but the question is, does Spencer take some of Pajemski's minutes? How are they going to figure out Spencer and Melton,
right? And that shouldn't be there is no figuring that out. Melton's going to be a starter here, Stoney, as soon as they take, I believe.
Okay.
There's no doubt.
Well,
he
keep in mind.
And that's why they brought him back. Like, I see that vision.
Okay, what if he's on a minutes restriction? He can't play back-to-backs just like Horford. I mean, he didn't. He only played one out of the two games.
I got my hands.
They're
up.
Going to be. They're going to have to be very careful with Melton. There's no doubt about it.
All right, I got my hands up. So right now, and you could say I'm prisoner of the moment. It would be Spencer and Potts.
All right. Hey, here's your second opportunity of the show to win yourself a town jersey. Here's the key word. The key word is Jimmy. Text the key word Jimmy. JIMMY. To 20357, that's Jimmy, JIMMY, to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys. That's right now, once an hour, every hour, now through Wednesday. And the keyword is Jimmy. You text that to 20357, and you get registered to possibly win the town jerseys, either the Curry, either the Butler, or the Draymond Green. And we'll be giving away another keyword in the 12 o'clock hour. And also, don't forget, coming up in 20 minutes, we got Brian Geltzeiler, Sirius XM NBA Radio. And we'll get into him. We will get into him.
Stiney, small piece of Warriors news from Anthony Slater. They're adding, the Warriors are, Malavi Leons on a two-way contract as they're waiving second-round pick Alex Chewy. It's injury related. He needs knee surgery. He's out for the season. And Leons was formerly with OKC's G League team.
All right. Thank you.
Am I pronouncing that right?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Your
mic was off, Goo.
Oh, Jesus. I missed Friday, guys.
We know.
A little rusty.
We know.
You all missed Friday.
Evan's line about my ear bleeding. That was a 10. I chuckled when I got it. Last time you've been on antibiotics?
Hip surgery, probably.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Evan. He was going to say, I've never done
it. Did you set off the metal detector?
Yes, I did.
Dude,
the second time.
Wow.
And in fact, they gave me the old, we got to do some... What's intrusive things? Do you want to go into a private room?
Oh,
I'm like, no. Do not take me into a private room. And they kind of.
Yeah.
Like, that was just because he came down my road about Archie Griffin.
That's true.
What did I miss?
It was a frisking. Oh. It was a frisking. All right. Brian Geltzeiler coming up at noon. I see calls. We'll get to you guys before Geltzy. And also, don't go anywhere because in the next hour, I'm going to give you another keyword. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is here for you. It's here for good. Brian Geltzeiler coming up at noon. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.